neck to ask you for your sympathy. The only lass I ever had for me has gone away. It happened o'er a quarrel that we had last Sunday night. She said I was in the wrong, but I said I was right. My heart is nearly broken, sometimes I think I'll choke when I think about the promise she made. She told me once sincerely that she loved me oh so dearly, so I've written her a letter and I've said, come back, Nanny, to your simple Fanny. Nanny, didn't I say you'll leave me no? Come back, Nanny, didn't I say you canna, cause I never loved another lad but you. I really don't know what to do, I've such a burning pain. Burning like a boat is and below my watch and chain. I really did look forward to lead such a happy life. But that can never be unless she says she'll be my wife. We used to go for long walks nearly every other night. We used to wander down the lover's lane. Yon was such a time of bliss, I did nothing else but kiss. I'll never kiss another lass again. Aye, that's true, they lasses are awful hard to manage. Nanny, you know, was studying the Bible, and she asked me who it was that in heaven they neither married or were given in marriage. And I said it was probably because there would be no men there. You know, I met Nanny's wee brother Alec the other day, who is 7 years old, and I told him his wee chum Johnny McAllister was dead. Dead, says Alec, and he's got my knife. You know, Nanny's brother Angus was getting married the other day, and walking down the church, the groomsman noticed Angus looked very sad and depressed. So he whispered over to him and said, what's the matter, Angus? Have you lost your ring? No, says Angus, I haven't lost my ring, but I've lost my enthusiasm. Oh, but he came, friends. It's too bad Nanny and I quarreled. You see, I'm so awfully fond of Nanny, and so that's why I've written to her and said, come back, Nanny, to your simple Fanny. Nanny, didn't see you leave me no. Come back, Nanny, didn't see you canna, cause I never loved another lass but you.